Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via phone, via web, who took time out to kind of, you know, adapt with us with the different things that we have going on. I know we usually have the show at 9 o'clock, but we're having it at 6. It'll be a 30-minute segment. And we're going to get in where we fit in. So I appreciate you guys calling in, and we're going to have a good time tonight. I hope you guys are rocking out, and if you're not, let's rock out right now. So with that being said, please enjoy this track.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church. I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother. Now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish to slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Reb, looky here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, looky here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket, and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dub. Who else there at your church He's gonna show me that kind of love. And no, later that week, the Reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the Rev said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the Rev shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the Reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the Reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the Rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the Rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy, Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of Poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that track. That was by, we call him DMX the Poetry, but it's Carlos the Poet, and that was called Preacher and the Dope Fiend. And it's actually a true story. So, shared that piece. He's been writing for a minute. Just had to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening via web. Big shout-out to Carlos, who's listening, and Miss Nikki, both of them all the way in Los Angeles, California. We appreciate your avid support. Just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening in Bahamas, 242, and everybody who's listening all over. We appreciate you. I can't see you. I can see my callers who call in. If you want to get on the mic, feel free to call 323-642-1532. Again, that's 323-642-1532. You can call in if you want to spit, you want to sing, you want to do some poetry, you want to do some comedy. We just ask you to keep it clean. You know, so we can stay on the air, most definitely. And I know some shows do a little dirty, but I just choose to stay clean. But anyway, with that being said, I like to give inspirational nuggets as I learn and I grow. I like to give to you guys, you know, if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. I just learned to give pieces of me. So it's totally up to you if you can use it. If you can't, store it or trash it. Either way. still love you the same. So with that being said, what I'm learning is, I would say for me, patience. You know, I'm learning to be more patient. I've been patient with different things, but just making a patience apply to my entire life and just trusting the process, trusting God's process, his will over my life instead of my will. And I can just speak for myself, had a habit of, you know, even though we have free will, we think, you know, saying I thought that just because this is tangible, just because it's available, just because it's here, I can make this, I can do things with it. But sometimes we have to take our hands off things for God to work on them. And if you believe in God, like I say, that's just how I see things. It's like I say, I'm speaking on my experiences, what I know to be true for me and what works for me and what doesn't work for me. So just patience does, when they say patience is a virtue, it does come with long-suffering. And the long-suffering is, I think that comes from that we get impatient wanting whatever it is that we want at that particular time or wanting things to go a certain way. And the impatient comes because we're expecting, we have this great expectation for these things to go, come to pass the way we see fit. But I really believe God is the best author I've ever known. He writes beautiful stories. I can't write like he can. I can't, the way he does our lives and how things come together, it's amazing. So I think it's best for us and just for me, just to, I say for me instead of saying us, for me to just stand back and let him do his work and I do what I can do with the gifts that he's given me and utilize the gifts that he's given me like this. Speaking to you guys, I know he's shown, you know, saying it's been shown and proven that this is my gift to help one and help people and through how I communicate. You know, communicating in ways like this, communicating like this as a counselor, as a radio show host, as a poet. Everything requires me to talk, and a lot of people don't even know. I didn't talk much, not especially in school. Anything, I was very quiet. So I appreciate the push and the effort and the vessels who pushed me out to speak and to talk and to voice my thoughts and my opinions on different things and about life, and to be able to be open enough and be vulnerable enough and transparent enough to share. I know a lot of people are like, "Now, Tanya, you're not quiet." In a room, I'm quiet. I'm very observant. I speak when necessary. So, you know, when I feel necessary as well, too. But there are times I'm very quiet, and I don't mind being quiet. And I really believe that we have to activate our ester, and activating our ester requires patience. Activating the ester, being slow to speak, quick to hear, slow to anger, and quick to listen. And I really believe that's necessary. So, and I think that's another way to love, too. So, with that being said, we'll play another track, and we'll be back. But before I do that, let me do a quick shout-out. We have Miss Burnett on the line. What's up? What's up, Miss Burnett?
Nothing. Just that I'm feeding my face.
Well, look, you enjoy yourself, and we appreciate you. I just want to give you a shout-out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And we got Miss Penny online. What's up? What's up, Miss Penny?
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I love the show.
That is awesome. I'm glad you called.
I am too. You got a follower now.
That's what's up. Well, please enjoy. I'm actually going to be wrapping this up in a little bit, but I'm glad you guys are on the line. It means the world to me. And if you hear something that you want to speak on or if I said anything and you want to expand on that, please feel free to, you know, we got to learn from one another.
All righty then. Love you.
Love you too. All right, everybody. That was Miss Penny and Miss Burnett. Love those ladies. I'm going to play the next track, and I might even spit something for you tonight before we get off. All right. So you guys, enjoy.
Dr. Valentino to the OR, please. Dr. Valentino to the OR, please.
All nurses to the nurses station.
Code blue. cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words, trying to come to terms with the news, it was evident and destined to take place, just not now, not right now, Lord. Silently screaming, trembling to the sound, echoing profusely. Ears drumming a sad song before a live audience, just as I entered the room. Iridescent indigo lights flashing, ripping my heart to shreds. How could this be? In a blink of an eye, a soldier, my spiritual soldier, lost the battle, which proceeded in death. The death of a falling angel. I admired the fight in her. Never proclaimed perfection. Acknowledged her flaws. Wrote them off as pure blemishes. Groomed me to love God before man. By no means utilize intimidation. When they put their pants on the same as you, color has no significance. Remember who you are and where you came from. You are not a product of your environment. If they talked about Jesus, baby, they're gonna talk about you. Change comes from within. Pray and let your prayers have wings. Commit to praise. Stand tall. Humble thyself. And embrace your gifts, baby. Arrogance only profits in death of one's character. As I sat there, drifting, abandoned by Gibraltar, reminiscing on how she prepared me for days to come, knowing that one day, her day on earth will come to an end. Tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed that track. I know that was a heartfelt track. That's actually a piece I wrote and I dedicated to my grandmother. And through those times of grief and bereavement and the sadness that we feel, I took the time out to speak on, you know, when she was passing, and the only thing I could think of, you know, as everybody was yelling and screaming and I was just frozen, the only thing I could think of is everything she left with me. You know, those things that I'm constantly teaching as a counselor, giving back, giving to myself, you know, and giving to others. When I say pray and let your prayers have wings, I learned it from my grandmother, you know, just different things. You know, change comes from within. Just so many different things that she said. I'm so glad that I, even in times that we don't listen when people are telling us things that are good for us, I'm glad that it's stored with me in my subconscious for me to remember those things because they carried me through. You know, just knowing that we all have flaws, but the fact that she wrote them off as pure blemishes, yes, that's a part of me, but that's not all of me. And even though, even when she said you're not a part of your environment, just because you were born in this environment doesn't mean that that's all you are. You know, you can choose to be much more than the environment that you were in. And that's where I feel that that concept comes in. as a child, I spake as a child, spoke as a child. But now, as you know, I put away those childish things. Even though I experienced those things as a child, doesn't mean that you have to stay in that place, you know, because of this, these experiences, or I grew up this way. Just learning a new you, a better you, and taking those lessons with you as you go and you grow. So just being open to learn and grow outside of what we know, outside of what we think, and just being patient. I know, going back to what I was saying about being patient does come with long suffering, but it is worth it. I know a lot of people, I get ridiculed by some of my friends because I don't automatically just react to things. And I thank God for a discipline. You know, I'm just not automatically reacting with any emotion. And I know that it's expected of us, especially as women, to respond as soon as, you know, respond with a feeling, as soon as it affects your feelings. But I'm just learning to be patient with that. First and foremost, the Lord himself will fight for me in my defense, and that's in Exodus 14:14. The Lord himself will fight for you in your defense. You will not have to lift a finger. So I've learned to hold on to that. And then another thing, too, whatever it is that you're going through that's making you feel a certain way, sometimes we have to get our own way and rely on something bigger than us, you know, and that requires patience because it's not going to go the way we want to, but we got to endure the process. You know, going back to weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning if you're willing to weep. You know, we got to be willing to go through that thing, go through to get through. So, sounds like a lot of cliches, but one thing I do know is evident and it's true, and it works. I know because I've experienced these things I'm talking about. I'm not telling you about anything I don't know. You know, like I said, but what works for me may not work for you, and that's cool. But at least you know something that worked for another person could help you or help someone you know. So just pass it along. And with that being said, I think that I'm going to spit a piece for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it. It's one of my new pieces, and I haven't spit this at my show yet, but I plan to on March 30th. And speaking of that, March 30th, if you guys don't have anything going, Saturday, March 30th, please put in your calendars Illusions 10th Anniversary Show. That is my 10th anniversary show for, we've been doing shows for 10 years at the Arts Council once a month, my band and I, and we're going to have a good time. We got a lot of artists in the building. We got Moody Black, we got Blues, we got Ty Allen, we got Ill Will, we got Desana Hanu, we got Nia, Alicia Cratch, Angel. We got a slew of people that are going to be on the lineup. You don't want to miss this show. And like I said, that's March 30th. Put it in your calendars. You'll probably start hearing about this on the radio. You'll probably hear my voice on the radio, Kiss 102 in different places, 95.5. Just different radio shows will be playing our commercial for Illusion. So can't wait to hear that on the air. And I can't wait for you guys to be in the building. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to midnight. And it's $10. It's only $10. So we'd love for you to be in the building and to have your support. Come and celebrate with us at Illusions 10th Anniversary Show. And for anybody who doesn't know what Illusions is, it is performance arts-based business. And I'm the founder and CEO. It's actually my business. And I want to provide people with a positive platform to express yourself through the arts. People from all walks of life and who don't normally mingle, that was my prayer, to come and share the gift that God gave you. So that's on or off the stage. So we support on or off the stage. So you don't have to be an artist for us to support you. So if you have a business, if you're a carpenter, you never know who you're sitting beside that can actually help you. I feel like we all, this is just my thoughts, fit like a puzzle if we choose to connect, you know. So with that being said, I'm going to do this piece. Maybe somebody needs to hear this, but this is a piece I wrote for myself. So I'm going to share this and maybe it can apply to you as well. But this piece is called Blackbird. And just the backstory with that, I love Nina Simone, and Nina Simone has a song called Blackbird. And so I'm actually writing to the piece with my spin on it. Blackbird, why you want to fly? You ain't never going to fly. Please spare me with your lies. I am a queen and a child of the Most High. You have no power to deny me even if you try. Yes, I remember. My mama's name was Lonely. My daddy's name was Pain. He may have called me Little Sorrow. He has no idea what God has in store for me tomorrow. With the pain, he removed the stain. I'm able to withstand the rain. A loyal bird in the sky, longing to pursue my dreams. This blackbird is going to fly. So I hope you guys enjoyed that piece. And I might do one more for you. I have another one, another new piece. And this piece is called I Found Me. And I wrote this for Lockie for her album. She has a song called I Found Me. And so I wrote to her song. So here it goes. I chose to be the ultimate sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb who gave her blood, sweat, and tears so that you might live. Expecting less, but giving more. Pushing you to believe, deferring my dreams so that you might succeed. Open my ears and heart, spreading sound advice, dimming my light because I want you to shine. Leaving me blind to God's desires for me. Lost myself, now I see. I deny me so you could be a better you. Deep down inside, I know that to thine own self be true. I had to lose me to find me. Now I need me. With open arms, I receive all that God has for me. And that's it. And with that piece, when she was singing the song, she was talking about giving of herself so much to the point that she lost herself. And she lost herself and others. Just having a heart for other people, and there's nothing wrong having a heart for other people, but we have to take care of ourselves. And I can relate to that piece because I've been there, done that. And it was my what you call. I couldn't get mad with anybody else choosing to be a people pleaser because that was my choice. But we have a habit of doing that, being a sacrificial lamb, especially women. We do that. Not all women, but some. But just learning to take care of you so you can actually be good to take care of others. If you already naturally take care of people, you'll take care of people regardless. But just learning to take care of you so you can be healthy enough to take care of someone else. And everything that you require, all the things that we require, just like the fruits of the spirit, love, kindness, all those different things, give those to yourself. And also be patient with yourself when you're giving it to yourself. You guys be blessed, and I'll see you guys next Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Good night.